From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. To help farmers protect their crops, University of California specialists are developing an online tool that translates climate data to predict extreme heat or cold that might threaten farm fields. The work represents part of UC Extension research into how a variable and changing climate could affect crop production. UC says the studies could affect farmers' future decisions of crop varieties, planting and harvest dates, and pest management. The National Honeybee Board has launched a nutrition research program, and the first three studies will focus on gut health related to honey consumption. This program, along with the sustainability program that celebrates the role of beekeepers as the stewards of both the bees and the land through an educational video series, are two major programs covered in the National Honey Board 2019 annual report. The National Honey Board invested $386,000 in production research, funding nine new studies designed to improve honeybee health. Congress last week passed an extension of the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program through August 8th. Just hours before the expiration of the program on July 1st, the Senate unanimously passed the extension, followed by the House on Wednesday. PPE still has $133 billion in allocated funds that remain unused. The PPP extension now heads to President Trump's desk for his signature. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.